What the heck do people do in the city when it gets cold?
They probably drink a lot because that keeps you warm.
That's
what I do. I drink 24/7 just to be safe that my body temperature is okay.
What else do you think they do to keep warm?
I would like putting, you know, your hand.
The bed squeaking.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Hold on.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Yeah.
You sure you got
why does it?
It
get faster like that?
Why do you think?
Because the stroke's on point.
Ew. That's so aggressive in my ear hole this morning.
Not a lot goes into your ear hole, apparently, from what I've learned about you, so there's that. All right, check it out. Only in Indy, some interesting indie stories right here. A local group is trying to block an adult entertainment store from opening next door to a Northside Chuck E. Cheese location. Apparently, the two stores could be less than 100 feet apart. Like, they would be right across from each other, like, facing. Hustler Hollywood describes itself as a, quote, leader in the adult entertainment and retail merchandise. The city recently reclassified the business as an adult entertainment provider instead of a general retail service.
Where is this at?
This is on 82nd Street up there. I think it's in Allisonville.
By us?
Kind of, sort of. I think it's a little south of where we're at, though. But many people in the area apparently are opposed to store opening. Here's my thing. Okay, if I had kids, I think it would creep me out. But it's like, the kids aren't going to know. Are they really going to know? Because they're looking at the big Chuck E. Cheese sign. It's not like it's side by side.
Kids aren't going to know, but it's still a little disturbing.
How is it disturbing? A business is a business.
I mean, business is a business. And I guess if we're going to play devil's advocate, I don't know any pussy cat that doesn't love mice.
I was wondering where that was going. Okay. Let's just move on. cool news here. Did you guys see Indy made a list right here, and it's a good one. Indianapolis made Travel and Leisure's 50 best places to travel in 2017. It mentioned the opening of the Sun King Brewery, their new 15,000 square foot distillery. That's going to be in Carmel next year. New hotels and different stuff going on. So, and
you know,
plus a lot of good food.
Speaking of food, okay, so I just moved to Fisher's. Joe's been there a little bit longer than me. And last night, the carpenter and I wanted to go out to eat in Fisher's, and I'm somebody that always likes to eat local. I love, like, cool new local restaurants and stuff.
Like the local McDonald's, yeah. Local Wendy's, local Taco Bell.
Right, because
that's what she means.
No, because I'm from Louisville, and, like, we are known to be, like, a really, really good foodie city for local food. So that was one thing with Indy. I'm like, I want to try to find, like, all the cool local restaurants. But I noticed in Fisher's, I guess, because it's, like, the suburbs, there's really, like, two local restaurants, at least, that I could see. Everything else is pretty much chains. So I don't know if, like, and if you Google, like, local food, Fisher's or whatever, like, literally two things come up. So we need to get more stuff out there, or maybe I just don't know what I'm looking for, or maybe there's something that I don't know about.
We probably have to look around more. I've been to two places so far that I think were, like, unique. One was a brewery, and I'm totally blanking on the name right now.
I went to some nickel place in Fisher's. Nickel Bar, I don't know.
Maybe I went there, but I also went to Brick's Pizza. It's like BRI.
That's a chain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, now I feel really dumb. I thought I was local. It tasted good, so there's that.
One thing that I did see that was coming to Fisher's, which is, I freaked out. My favorite restaurant from Louisville, it's a local Louisville place, it's called Luvino. It's like a wine flight bar, and they do small plates, but it's so cute in there, and it's really, really good, especially if you're a wino, and it's really neat. They are opening one in Fisher's, but it's not open yet. But I saw, like, the outside of the building, it said Luvino, and I Googled it. I was like, no way, because that's a Louisville place.
Then we need to go taste out that wine and make sure it's safe for consumption. I'm down with that.
So Luvino's coming to Fisher's, but I mean, otherwise, I want to know if there's some other stuff that we're missing out on.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter tweeted us. Give us any suggestions you might have, just or places that you like to go. I don't mind traveling. I'm trying to get out and check out different stuff, being new.
I also saw last night a place was opening up, like Meridian Kessler area or something, and it was, what is it called, like Crispy or Crunch or something like that, but it's a fried chicken place, and it looks like it's going to be really good. I can't remember what it was called. It was like a word.
Well, if you find out, let me know, because I like me some chicken. Also, today marks the 75th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to honor those lost lives on that day back in 1941.
Yeah.
Governor and Vice President-elect Mike Pence has directed flags at state facilities to be lowered at half-staff at sunrise, and he also has businesses and residents to participate in lowering the flag in honor of that, and they should return to full staff tonight at sunset. And the Colts, they're tied for first place, and then this happens. You hear Indianapolis Colts linebacker DeQuell Jackson has been suspended now without pay for the final four regular season games for using PEDs. Do you know what those are, Alex?
No.
PEDs. Guess. If a player uses a PED, what is he using? It represents
penile erectile dysfunction.
You definitely don't want that on the field. That could cause a problem. Oh, and it looks like it's PEDs all over the place.
What is it?
Performance enhancing drugs.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. By the way, that restaurant is called Crispy Bird, and it's owned by Patichou. They're going to open that up soon.
Bless you. Bless you. Jackson leads the team with tackles this season, and he has led the Colts in tackles each of the three seasons with the team. He left Monday night's game against the Jets with a concussion, and the only way he'll be able to play the rest of the season is if the Colts make the playoffs. Which we got our fingers crossed, but 6-6, we'll see what happens. That is Only in Indy on the Joe and Alex Show.